do this. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. That is perfect. I'm going to take a photo of you when we're done. This is Vicki Tobias. It's March 1st, 2013, and I am at Union South, 2013 Academic Staff Institute, and speaking with Jim Rogers. Jim, could you state your name and tell us how you're affiliated with the university?
Thank you, Vicki. My name is Jim Rogers. I'm an advisor at UW-Madison, advising students in out-of-classroom learning activities, currently Wisconsin Base Camp, Wood Society in Politics, and Publications Committee. I'd like to touch a bit on the Statue of Liberty in Lake Mendota and some of the background information that I'm familiar with.
Fantastic.
All right. So in my first semester coming to UW-Madison campus, we had the WSA Pail and Shovel Party selected as our leadership for campus, and that was Jim Malone and Leon Vargin. And being a very studious student, I thought they were a huge scam and wasting our money. I think there are three main points. If I remember the articles at that point, as we were going to go ahead and put a Statue of Liberty into the lake, we're going to give students their tuition money back, we're going to put a pool into their WSA student government offices in the fifth floor of Memorial Union. Well, they did put a little kiddie pool in the fifth floor with Jell-O in it, and so they fulfilled that. They made the nightly news first time for being able to go ahead and put, I think, $15,000 of pennies in the Library Mall fountain. And as we walked by, you could be given your pail with your small little shovel and scoop your tuition money back out into your bucket. And then they're also known, of course, for Pink Flamingos up on Bascom Hill in 1979. But they also were successful in creating a Statue of Liberty that was created by, and I actually have to take a look at my quick notes that I put together, by Laurie Whitcomb, and put it up in 1979. Apparently it stayed up for about 3 weeks. It was burned at the period of time. They did a rebuild and went back up in 1980, and then it wasn't seen for quite a while. Somehow Dane County got a hold of it, and in 1984, the tornado that went through Barneveld struck the barn that it was in, and apparently the head was spread across the field quite a bit. I think the arm withstood it because it was in a silo, and so that wasn't very damaged. And they did actually have it up at the Lyon Energy Center in 1984. Then it comes back with my advising with Hoofers, our outdoor recreation program on campus, which I've been part of for approximately 26 years now, and actually a little bit more than that during my time on campus. Our Hoofer president at the time, Eric Rasmussen, a mechanical engineering student, very outgoing, as most of the Hoofers are, were able to go ahead and contact the county, be able to go ahead and bring it into the tunnels of the then Hoofer shop area on the edge of Lake Mendota for 5 weeks and a couple thousand dollars, do significant repair work. I do remember walking down the tunnel and pausing every time because I would see a huge eyeball at the very bottom of the tunnel looking up at me, and I kept forgetting that it was there during that portion. Well, Eric put it, and with his crew of, I think he had probably at least 20 volunteers, he put up the Statue of Liberty on the lake. He struggled with having to do, again, the rebuilding, and it happened to go up on a super windy day.
Oh, no.
And so the arm took a huge labor of work for his crew to get up, and it withstood the high wind, I'm guessing at least 30 miles an hour plus, for probably about 2 hours before it vibrated apart and bolts ripped apart and it fell down. They were able to go ahead and do some additional repair work, get those lines fixed a little bit more effectively, and then put it back up. It went back to Dane County. It had not been seen for a period of time. except again, Dane County put it back up in 2004 at the Lyon Energy Center. And then Bridget Maniacci, who was the Hofer Winter Carnival chair, she was able to contact Dane County with her connections, and in January of that year, have the communications. Apparently, Dane County was very happy to somewhat be rid of it and be rid of its storage requirements. And so on February 5th, 2009, I wrote a $1 check for speed just out of my personal checking account to buy it for the university. We had risk management quickly popping onto the inventory list that day. And that fall, Bridget and her crew were able to go ahead after lots of repair, put it up onto Lake Mendota.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time. And it was rather interesting because on that time, of course, thousands of people would go out onto the lake to take a look at it. And one of our Hofer members actually sent me a photo of him in front of the Statue of Liberty with his dad. And with that was a photo of his dad holding him as a baby.
In front of it.
Back in the very first one. That's so that was incredible. And then the statue went back to its storage location, which is the Hofer Equestrian Center south of Madison, crammed back up in a barn. They came, made a momentary presentation in the winter of 2012 before it, too, again, was vandalized and actually was not put back up at that point.
Oh, no.
And we'll see when it comes back up at a future point.
Are there any plans this winter?
It's too late.
Yeah.
One of the fun things I enjoy is many times on our campus we'll have students who will come who know nothing about, my God, what is that white thing out on the lake? And it's like, well, it's the lake, but
it's white.
Yes, it's frozen.
And
people are walking on it.
Yeah.
And so we'll tell them the story about a Statue of Liberty that student government at one point built and put on the lake, but they didn't estimate the weight very effectively, and it sank. So all that was left was a head sticking up and an arm sticking out. And we don't correct their story. We hope that somehow that causes wonderful conflicts when they share that story.
That's fantastic.
So that's the story of the Statue of Liberty on Lake Mendota.
I didn't know we still had a piece of it. That's wonderful.
Yep, we still do have it.
I think you should resurrect it next winter.
It would be great for the students to get involved.
Especially with the new terrace and the
that might be a good time to do so.
Might be a good time to do something, feel good. That is great.
So thank you, Vicki, for doing your interview.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. And we've got your form. Let me do a picture really quickly.
All right.
Awesome. I thought I started it, but
Jim, you just...